This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. The humble radio we know today has a history that dates back to the 1890s, when Nikola Tesla first showed that the transmission of radio frequency could be used as means for communication. Those early radios transmitted signals and were instrumental devices for ships during the war. The 1930s ushered in the golden age of radio, with citizens crowding around large radio cabinets to listen to FDR give his fireside chats. These days, traditional radios are a little more like living dinosaurs, mostly relegated to cars, and even that ubiquity seems to be under attack from satellite radio stations and Wi-Fi-enabled vehicles. So who will be the savior of the simple yet still very useful radio? Well, perhaps our next guest. Spencer Wright is a product designer and co-creator of The Public Radio, not to be confused with public radio in general. His project was launched on Kickstarter last month and ends tonight at 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time. Spencer, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, Taylor. How are you doing?
So what is The Public Radio?
The Public Radio is a single-station pre-tuned radio that is housed in a mason jar. So when you purchase it from us, we ask you what your favorite station is. We tune the radio just to that station, and then it shows up to you, and there is no tuning dial at all, just a volume and power.
So if they want to change the station, you're crap out of luck.
We are offering some support for changing stations, but we're not highlighting that feature. The idea is, you know, most of us are committed to our local stations and we listen to them, you know, morning and evening, and it's part of our routine. And so retuning it is not a feature of the public radio.
Yeah, why would anybody want to turn off New Hampshire Public Radio, right?
Exactly.
So we live in a technological age where the radio does seem to be more of a choice than a necessity as it once was. And yet you have helped create an extremely simplified version of this classic radio. I guess my question is, why put it in a mason jar?
The mason jar, honestly, was kind of a mistake. We were looking at making our own custom enclosure that would look something more like a piece of home audio equipment, you know, brushed aluminum and wood and that kind of thing. But as we were prototyping it, we just needed a container to put speakers in to compare them against each other. You know, when you're buying, when you're evaluating different speakers, you need to put them in some kind of a resonator to see how they sound.
Sure.
And we just grabbed a jar off the shelf to try that. And it worked well for the experiment. And then we kind of realized that it looked cute. And it was so easy to move forward in that direction and kind of make it a feature of the product rather than trying to improve upon it.
Now, does the jar itself act as an amplifier? Is it like the speaker itself?
Yeah, so the jar is the resonator for the speaker itself. And so in theory, you could swap out the jar that we ship the public radio with to something else with a different shape, and it would change the characteristics of the radio. It might make it more or less bassy, for instance. And so if you decide to, you know, go ahead and replace the small jar that we send with a larger jar, then we would imagine that your radio host with lower, deeper vocal cords would come across a little bit more sonorous.
Mm. You've definitely struck a chord. You've asked for $25,000. You've raised over $80,000. So if people miss out on the Kickstarter, it's ending tonight after all, where can they find the public radio in the future?
So we will be accepting additional pre-orders after our Kickstarter closes on our website, which is thepublicrad.io. It's spelled just like the public radio, but with a dot between the R-A-D and the I-O. We'll be selling those for the next couple of months before we go into production, and they'll be shipping in May. After that, we are really excited to get these things in the hands of local public radio stations to give away as fund drive gifts. We see them as kind of better than a tote bag, if you will. And we'll also be targeting a couple of kind of specialty retail stores as well.
Yeah, better than a tote bag. Them's fighting words.
Yeah. we love our tote bags too, but yeah.
Yeah, you've got to. Otherwise, how can you honestly be a public radio fan?
Exactly, yep.
You mentioned on your Kickstarter page that your project is subject to FCC testing, which is kind of amazing. It's this little very DIY-looking radio. What kind of tests do you have to pass to gain FCC approval for this thing?
So for electronic devices like this one, they put the device into an electromagnetic chamber and they turn it on and they see how much radiation comes off of it. Now, this is not like radioactive stuff. This is just radio waves, basically. So So we're subject to that kind of thing for both the FCC in the U.S. and also CE in Europe. And both of those are pretty lengthy and expensive processes. And so the Kickstarter campaign is meant to help us defray some of those costs on the front end.
Spencer Wright is a product designer and co-creator of The Public Radio, which was launched on Kickstarter last month, ends tonight at 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find a link to the Kickstarter at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.